A few weeks ago, I did one of my top 10 lists about the top 10 things to do to be a good friend to your dog. Immediately, people kept coming up to me with, well, what about this? Or you didn't mention that. Well, there are lots of ways to be a good friend to your dog. And when I give you a top 10 list, it doesn't mean that there isn't 11 or 12 or 25. Anyway, I've decided that due to popular demand this week, I'm going to revisit the subject and give you my top 10 other things you should do to be a good friend to your dog. The number one other top 10 thing to do to be a good friend is give your dog a massage. Dogs love to be petted, and studies have shown that structured massages may be beneficial to your dog's health and behavior. Studies have also shown that petting a dog reduces your stress and actually reduces your chance of a heart attack. But you don't really need to read the studies. You know how good it feels. It's a wonderful touchy-feely way to spend time together. And it gives you a chance to check for sensitive spots, cuts, or bruises on your dog. Number two, make that tail wag. Your dog's tail is a barometer of his emotions. If only people were that easy. Do what you can to keep it happily wagging. This isn't hard. Sometimes all it takes is a jingle of the leash or a crumple of the treat bag. A dog that's tail is wagging is a happy dog. Just keep them away from the plants in your house. Number three, go on trips. Your dog is a member of your family. You wouldn't want to leave one of your kids behind. No comment. You don't have to take your dog everywhere, but dogs can add another element of fun to your family vacation. Check ahead for lodging that accepts dogs if flying. Ask about travel accommodations for your dog when you make your reservations. And depending on the trip, it can be way more fun for you and your dog if you take her or him along. Number four, ease separation anxiety. It's pretty much a given that your dog will want to be with you at all times, but for most people, that simply isn't possible. Help your dog get used to being alone. Leave him every day with a minimum of fuss. And when you come home, greet him calmly. This will teach your dog that your leaving is not something to be concerned about. Number five, don't be shy. Give your doggy kisses. Give your dog a kiss and see how many you get in return. Everyone you give will be returned tenfold. And contrary to popular belief, there's nothing inherently unhygienic in dog kisses. My dog only kisses my ankles. I wonder why. Anyhow, number six, and I'll bet I get a lot of mail on this one, get another dog. Dogs are pack animals by nature and generally enjoy the company of other dogs. Your dog may benefit greatly from having another companion to play with. Be as conscientious about getting a second dog as you were about the first. And if you do go for another dog, it's important that you set up a proper hierarchy. Multiple dog ownership isn't for everyone, and it can be a lot of work. It also can be very rewarding. Recently, I just had a client call me where they have a basset hound, and they just adopted a bulldog. And the bulldog has behavioral problems. They rescued it from a rescue group. And the basset hound's perfectly behaved. And you should see some of the problems that we're encountering now. It's very interesting because the bulldog loves to chase cats down the street. So keep in mind when you get another dog, it's not always picture perfect, but it can be very rewarding. So number seven, don't let your dog down. Having a dog isn't a part-time gig. You aren't a dog owner just on the weekends or in the afternoon or when you have spare time. And you aren't a dog owner because the dog is a cute little puppy or is behaving perfectly. Remember, when you bring your dog home into your family, that dog is yours for life. And if you can't keep that commitment, don't make it. And once you've made it, don't break it. Your dog's life depends on you. Number eight, teach your dog tricks. Teach your dog to high five. Teach your dog to paw. Teach your dog how to open the fridge. Teach your dog to play dead. Teach your dog to roll over. Or you can teach your dog to flip a cookie on his nose. All these fun tricks will let you show off to your friends. But more importantly, learning them and doing them is high quality time together for you and your dog. And he loves doing them because he loves to please you. My favorite trick on my dog used to be put your head down and go to sleep. And number 9, you are your dog's best friend, but you're also his guardian. Teach your dog safety. I've talked about this before, and I can't emphasize this enough. 3 most important lessons in safety are the come command, door proofing, and cur proofing. For the come, your dog should always come to you when you call him or her. Door proofing is for teaching your dog to wait, so when you open the door to the house or a car, your dog won't dash out. And cur proofing is so your dog doesn't cross the street until you say the word, okay, let's go. I remember when I'm jogging with my dog, I'd always be slower than her, and she would respectfully wait at the curb, look back, wait for me to catch up, and as I heavily out of breath said, okay, go on, she'd dash across the street. And the number 10 things on my top 10 other things to do to be a friend to your dog is spend quality time with your dog. If you don't have much time each day to spend with your dog because your days end up being long and tedious at work, what I suggest you do at the end of the day is go for a good walk. My favorite thing when I didn't have a lot of time to spend with my dogs was to do this. I'd make myself a cup of tea in the morning and then go for a nice long walk and sip on my tea and walk my dogs, and we'd play with each other. That was my quality time with my dogs, and every other morning I would choose a different route. So don't forget to spend some quality time with your dog. It doesn't have to be long, but whatever you do with your dog, make it interesting for both of you and not just the same routine all the time. So there it is, my top 10 other things you should do to be a good friend to your dog.